Otis rolled and wrestled happily about the floor with the babes, tickling, swinging and play-fighting. Abbas, Tansy and Cracklin came to see what all the noise was about, and Tansy shook her head at Skipper and his crew sprawled on the floor.
"Really, sir, I don't know who's the worse, you or these babes. Come on, Dibbons, be off with you. The elders need to talk with Skipper while he has his breakfast."
Formal Diggin scratched his head as he inspected the plans Cracklin had drawn up on a parchment.
Can he go through it all again, marm? Then mayhap I'll understand what he wants a doing."
The Redwall recorder outlined her scheme for the second time.
"As I said, the tree falling has started demolition on the wall, so it's not all bad. But how to move the tree so we can continue with the job? Well, here's my idea. First, we need axes and saws to lop off all the top foliage of the beech. Then, if it is not already broken clean of its stump, we must sever it. Once that job is done, the tree must be supported by struts to make sure it doesn't fall any further. Then the remaining wall can be removed, the tree trunk dropped and rolled out of the way. Clear?"
Diggum continued scratching his head.
"'Tis a pity I be such a simple beast. I'm still all a-swoggled with the plan, Mar."
Arvin stood up decisively.
"Oh, you'll get the hang of it as we go along, Diggum. What's the state of the weather outdoors now?"
Gerbold, the cellar keeper, and Viola Bankvall went outside. They were back shortly to report.
"The rain has stopped, though it's still quite windy. Sky over the south is clearing, and if the wind dies down, it'll be a fine afternoon."
Skipper quaffed his beaker of October ale.
"Right you are, marm. Then let's get those axes and saws out of the tool store and sharpen them up. We'll start work after lunch."
Still mystified by the plan, Formal Diggum decided to inspect the job from a different angle. He gathered together a few of his trusty moles for the task.
"Yeah, Drub, Bunto, Willer, Andy, Trouble. I figure it's time us take the look at the wall proper-like."
Skipper was greasing a double-pawed saw when he noticed the moles leaving, carrying nothing but a few coiled ropes.
"Ahoy! Where do you suppose they're bound?"
Arvin glanced up from the axe blade he was wetting.
"Leave them be, Skip. I could see Diggum wasn't too happy with Cracklin's plan, so I suppose he's going to take a look for himself. You know moles. They always look at things in a different way from other beasts, and quite often theirs is the most sensible way. Maybe they'll find out something we don't know."
Formal Diggum moved slowly along the wall base on all fours, sniffing the ground, scratching the stone, and probing the soil with his strong digging claws. About midway along the south wall, he stopped, and pointing to a spot on the sandstone block three quarters up, addressed Struggle.
"Right there, ma'am."
The other moles nodded wisely. Their foremole had made a good choice. Struggle produced a small wooden mallet and began striking the place Diggum had indicated. Diggum placed an ear against the ground directly below where she was hitting and listened carefully, ignoring the wind and the wet grass. When he had heard enough, the foremole signalled Struggle to stop and straightened up. Drub blinked earnestly at Diggum.
"Boy, oaky gaffer, I can tell by the face you'm founded summer."
Formal Diggum took a twig and stuck it into the ground on the place where his ear had been.
"Oh, I found summer sure enough. Don't know how I missed it afore. What caused the wall to sink and wobble? The answer's down there. 'Tis a cave, or mayhap some sort of chamber."
Bunto shook his formal by the paw.
"I knowed he found the answer. What now, Diggum, sir?"
Formal Diggum's homely face wrinkled into a cheery smile.
"Us'n's got some digging to do."
Five sets of digging claws met over the twig.
Deep and make best holes. Only us'n's, we be moles.